What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
If you were looking for a quarterback competition, Andy, I threw this out before it ever started. My hope was that Kenny Pickett or one of the rookies was just so head and shoulders above everybody else that he would be the starting quarterback. Because I'm kind of looking down the road. I'm hoping that the Browns could find somebody this year who they think might be able to be their guy for an extended period of time. That's the main reason that I haven't wanted Joe Flacco to get this gig. But I think the quarterback competition in and of itself was a failure because Pickett got hurt, so that's out. Dylan Gabriel dinged up enough that he wasn't able to play in game one, and then Shadur didn't play in game two, and it just didn't seem to come off very well to me. And it ends up with Joe Flacco being the starter, and I hope he's great week one. I hope that's wonderful. I hope he plays well all season long if he's the starter. But to me, the whole quarterback competition just turned into a big dud.
I think the quarterback competition wasn't a dud. I think that if you ask anyone what the biggest argument is in town, it's whether you like Gabriel or Sanders. And so it all depends on where you look. And, you know, the great Larry David said life is a matter of perspective, and I think we all have a kind of a different perspective on this. I do think that Joe Flacco won the job. I don't know that he had to be super impressive to win the job. And by the way, we're all going to have tape to see him this week to see how good he is. And so it could add fuel to the fire as you move forward into the season saying, oh my God, what are the Browns doing? Depending on how much Flacco actually plays this week against the Rams, a game you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you think he needs to play in the preseason, though, for anybody to have an idea of what and who he is? I don't think so.
No, but I do think that he could ease your mind a little bit about this season if he goes out there and he looks terrific. If the first team offense looks terrific against the Rams or efficient. The bar in this game is efficient to excellent. If it's anything less than efficient, then I think fans are going to be calling on Monday morning going, I don't understand why Sanders isn't starting. I don't understand why Gabriel isn't starting. Both those guys look better in the preseason. But I will tell you, the preseason, and we all know this, but forget about it while we're in the middle of watching it, it is an optical illusion. How many times have you watched the preseason, got to that first game of the year, and then said, wow, that don't look anything like they did in the preseason. What was I thinking? Happens all the time.
Well, that's because they don't show what they're really going to do, and defenses don't show what they're really going to do.
And they're not playing anybody. Either team isn't really playing anybody.
Nothing Flacco can do on Saturday will affect my opinion one way or the other. I mean, Joe's a real competent pro. I just don't know that he's a winning quarterback in the NFL anymore.
If he looks bad, it's going to change your opinion. I can't imagine.
It won't, Andy. I've seen Joe Flacco play for 17 years.
Okay.
I don't need one preseason half against the Rams.
You put the 40-year-old stigma on him.
Well, I saw him last year.
Yeah, why are we putting a 40-year-old quarterback
I've seen him since he left Baltimore. I think he's okay. My point is this. If an okay quarterback is the best you have after a four-man quarterback competition, then it's a bust. And that to me is where this is. This isn't bashing Joe or anything. I think Joe's more than competent. But I was so hoping that one of these young guys would look really, really good and get you excited about, hey, maybe we have somebody here. And that still might happen. I mean, it's a 17-game season.
The only part of the story that's a bust is the fact that we didn't get to see Flacco and Pickett compete. That, to me, was the big disappointment of the preseason.
Exactly right.
That's the bust.
That's exactly right. However, in the back of my mind, and it was in the back, I was hoping that, hey, is one of these guys Russell Wilson? who's going to show up in Seattle and beat out Matt Flynn after the Seahawks signed Matt Flynn to a free agent contract, assuming he'd be the starter, that one of the rookies would just clearly look better than everybody else. That didn't happen. And that's okay. That's okay, because I think it's a stretch for guys who weren't, you know, upper echelon first round picks to do that. That said, I wouldn't be stunned if one of them is the starting quarterback by the end of the season. I just think right now, to me anyway, the whole thing is very disappointing, because I was so hoping that somebody whose age started with a two, and that's not about Joe's playing ability, it's about the future of the position for the Browns, that one of those guys would be the guy and would get a really good look at a young guy and figure out, could this be the guy on an extended period?
I hope, and you know, you
still
like,
could happen.
You like looking at the long term on this thing. The best long term point that I think we've seen from the Browns so far is the fact that if Gabriel or Sanders is to be the quarterback somewhere down the road,
or Pickett.
All right, I'll give you Pickett too. If they are, it's actually, this is more about Gabriel and Sanders than it is Pickett. If Gabriel or Sanders is to be the long term starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, they're not throwing them into the fire. They're giving them the opportunity to gradually, Eric Wedge, ramp up into the season ramp up into their career.
I get that.
And you know, I always look at the Green Bay formula where, hey, you've got a good quarterback, let him go out there. But that's why I always say that I want Flacco to have this job as long as things are going in the right direction. When it doesn't work and it isn't working, it's going to be time to say goodbye to Joe again.
So you're right about the development thing, Andy, and because under normal circumstances, that's the situation. But that's why I was hoping for a Russell Wilson, you know, somebody who surprised you because he looked so effective that you had to start this guy. I was hoping for that with either Gabriel or Sanders. It didn't matter which one. I don't care. But I was hoping for that. We didn't see that yet. You know, if Flacco is terrific and can play the rest of the year, great. But, you know, I've seen Joe in situations with not real good football teams, not bad football teams, but some of them weren't terrific, since he left Baltimore. And he's looked okay. He hasn't looked great. And that's why I was hoping somebody would beat him out. Nobody did.
But
nobody
did. The other thing is, I mean, like, we're making, I mean, I know you've got to, if you're going to keep all four on the roster, then this point makes sense. What I mean, we are basing all of our information on a little three quarters of one game and three quarters. I mean, they're really on two rookies that we're basing our information. The sample size is minuscule. It's minuscule.
Yes,
it is.
But they're basing their decision on what they see in practice as well.
No, and still, even if you're talking about practice, I'm talking about practice.
No,
it's still minuscule.
I get that, but again, my point, I was hoping that pull a Russell Wilson.
But the fans are also making their decision, and we are too. Let's not hide from that. That we're making our decision based on what we saw on television in two games. And it's like, we're going to determine a quarterback's future in one game and decide, oh man, you know, Sanders is the best quarterback I've ever seen in the red zone. And oh man, Gabriel can really be great on third down. Or, the offense. I mean, we're talking about one game against another team that wasn't playing their starters in both.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cases.
Andy, I don't
know. I know Sanders got one against the Carolinas.
Not to completely disagree with you. I'm not basing an opinion on anything. I don't have one on this. My thought was I wanted the coaching staff to think somebody was clearly better than Joe Flacco. They clearly don't think that right now. That to me is why this is a disappointment.
You know,
I'm not going to sit here and say Gabriel should start, because I don't think he should. And I'm going to tell you Sanders should start, because I don't think he should. I don't think either one of those guys is quite ready yet. I was hoping Pickett would clearly get the chance to beat out Joe Flacco. He didn't do it. And what we've seen of Gabriel and Sanders makes me think not quite there yet. Could be by midseason, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. But I was hoping Pickett would beat him out. Or I was hoping Gabriel or Sanders would look so good that they beat him out. Clearly didn't happen.
I can also tell you this, that from an entertainment standpoint, and it's fine that Gabriel said that, the guy who's the most fun to want to start is Sanders. Like, I can't even, I don't see any other quarterback that would, like, as a fan, I think Sanders is fun.
Andy, some people are entertainers and some are competitors.
That's right. But the story itself, you guys are laughing. The story
I got
itself,
the look from Minigan.
The story itself is a great story. Like,
well, but
look, you're talking about a guy that, you know, people. Some people thought he was going to be one of the best quarterbacks coming to the college draft. Every team passed on him. He ended up in the fifth round. He came back out. He hasn't complained, boo, about where he's at.
Nope.
At least publicly,
he's been terrific.
You know, he's been great at camp. He did what you asked him to do in the one preseason game that you played him. Everyone's sitting here looking at him like he's the number four quarterback. And God forbid,
which he is on the depth chart.
Yeah, and God forbid he walks out on the field against the Bengals. It starts. I'm not saying that this is going to happen, and looks good and helps the team win game one. Just story wise,
that's a fine storyline, Andy.
He's the best storyline there is on this team. He is
first round draft choice in a bad draft. Goes to the team where he just trained right next door. And they loved him, and they embraced him, and then they kicked his butt right out after two seasons, despite the fact that he won 60% of his starts. And he went and won a Super Bowl ring.
And they had a defense, too. It was crazy.
He went and won a Super Bowl ring.
He could only play half the game.
And he comes to Cleveland with a chance to be the man, the first quarterback in. Then they bring in three others, and he gets hurt. But he comes back in the final preseason game, lights it up against the Rams, and is the starting quarterback in week one. Redemption written all over Kenny Pickett. There, that story. There's that storyline.
Yeah, and let me tell you the difference. You're PBS, and I'm Fox. I'm fun to watch. People are coming to me left and right. You're asking me for money during the commercials. That's the difference.
You know what's fun to watch?
Winning football.
Thank you very much.
We're on the same page.
There's the 5'10" quarterback, left-hander from Hawaii. Who plays football in Hawaii and makes it in the NFL? Not very many. And then they bring in Shedeur Sanders, the hype machine, after they draft him in the third round. But in week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, he is on the field as the starting quarterback. Oh, my God, what a storyline that is.
And that's on WB, because nobody gets that channel. No one really wants to talk about it.
And then there's this channel. Yeah, there's Joe Flacco, 9-19 since he left the Ravens. He's starting. He's 40.
And that's CBS. Old traditional, stable. You know you're going to get a decent show. It's going to be all right.
Chime in. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.